Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It took 2 weeks, but the field of candidates for the November election to succeed retiring Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas is now set. After a recount, businesswoman Lori Trahan is now the winner of the close Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District, edging out her closest competitor Dan Coe by 145 votes. Lori Trahan joins us this morning. Lori, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Oh, good morning, Bob. Thank you.
You know, you appeared to be the winner on primary night 2 weeks ago, but not by much. What was the 2 weeks of waiting to find out for sure like for you?
I think it's what had to be done, right? We had those unofficial results that come in, the evening of the election. Within a few days, those results were certified. But even though the margin went from 54 to, I believe it was 122, it's still, when you have 89,000 votes cast in an election, you want voters to have complete confidence in those results. And so we willfully and enthusiastically participated in the recount, and now we have those results. They're final. We feel really great about it, and happy to be the official nominee for Congress.
Well, moving forward, is this race, as it moves to the November election, more about the issues, including jobs and education, which were major themes for you in the primary, or is it more about which party controls Congress and linking your Republican rival Rick Green to President Trump?
I think people want to see change in Washington. They're tired of a Congress that's in gridlock. That disproportionately harms families like the one I grew up in Lowell. So, you know, we're going to keep talking about increasing access to health care and prescription drugs that people can afford. There's a rising cost of living that our wages are not keeping up with, an opioid crisis that's taking too many people in our community, and an immigration enforcement that's not humane and counter to our values.
The Republican, Mr. Green, has been visible and actively out there for the past couple of weeks, or actually more than that, campaigning, while you waited the last couple of weeks to find out officially the results of the primary. Does that loss of time for you create an obstacle?
We've been attending Democratic Party events, Democratic town and city committee events. And, you know, I'm making calls all over the district. So even while the recount was happening, we were, you know, rebuilding our campaign and setting our sights on the November election. So I don't think we've lost any ground. In fact, you know, one of the things when you go through a campaign as hard fought as, you know, I did with my 9 competitors, it does one thing, and it makes you ready. And so I'm looking forward to taking on Rick Green in the next 7 weeks.
Lori Trahan, Democratic candidate for Congress, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Bob.